No matter what they say, you'll be here in my heart always.
Always. Welcome to The Storytellers, where we share stories and music from around the world and from many cultures. I'm Natalie Harris. The Storytellers cannot be made possible without the generous contributions of KZFR members and by CORE, Community Options for Resources and Education, a personalized learning California charter school accredited by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges. CORE offers a unique blend in classroom and non-classroom public education model based on the needs and interests of each individual student. Information is available on the web at coretca.org or by calling 894-3952. Well, Mother's Day was just this last Sunday, and I hope you all had a wonderful time and that you got to spend time with your mother. So this show is dedicated to all the moms out there and to my wonderful mom. On Mother's Day, it was a lot of fun because we got to go to San Francisco, and then on Mother's Day, we went to go see Mary Poppins, which was at California Regional Theater at the PV Performing Arts Center. It was a lot of fun, and I hope you had a great Mother's Day, too. This next story is very sweet, very adorable, and very funny as well. Here is Are You My Mother by P.D. Eastman. A mother bird sat on her egg. The egg jumped. Oh, said the mother bird. My baby will be here. He will want to eat. I must get something for my baby bird to eat, she said. I will be back. So away she went. The egg jumped. It jumped and jumped and jumped. Out came the baby bird. Where is my mother? He said. He looked for her. He looked up. He did not see her. He looked down. He did not see her. I will go and look for her, he said. So away he went. Down, out of the tree, he went. Down, down, down. It was a long way down. The baby bird could not fly. He could not fly, but he could walk. Now I will go and find my mother, he said. He did not know what his mother looked like. He went right by her. He did not see her. He came to a kitten. Are you my mother? He said to the kitten. The kitten just looked and looked. It did not say a thing. The kitten was not his mother, so he went on. Then he came to a hen. Are you my mother? He said to the hen. No, said the hen. The kitten was not his mother. The hen was not his mother. So the baby bird went on. I have to find my mother, he said. But where is she? Where could she be? Then he came to a dog. Are you my mother? He said to the dog. I am not your mother. I am a dog, said the dog. The kitten was not his mother. The hen was not his mother. The dog was not his mother. So the baby bird went on. Now he came to a cow. Are you my mother? He said to the cow. How could I be your mother? Said the cow. I am a cow. The kitten and the hen were not his mother. The dog and the cow were not his mother. Did he have a mother? I did have a mother, said the baby bird. I know I did. I have to find her. I will. I will. Now the baby bird did not walk. He ran. Then he saw a car. Could that old thing be his mother? No, it could not. The baby bird did not stop. He ran on and on. Now he looked way, way down. He saw a boat. There she is, said the baby bird. He called to the boat, but the boat did not stop. The boat went on. He looked way, way up. He saw a big plane. Here I am, mother, he called out. But the plane did not stop. The plane went on. Just then the baby bird saw a big thing. This must be his mother. There she is, he said. There is my mother. He ran right up to it. Mother, mother, here I am, mother, he said to the big thing. But the big thing just said, snort. Oh, you are not my mother, said the baby bird. You are a snort. I have to get out of here. But the baby bird could not get away. The snort went up. It went way, way up, and up, up, up went the baby bird. But now where was the snort going? Oh, 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 what is the snort going to do to me? Get me out of here. Just then the snort came to a stop. Where am I? Said the baby bird. I want to go home. I want my mother. Then something happened. The snort put that baby bird right back in the tree. The baby bird was home. Just then the mother bird came back to the tree. Do you know who I am? She said to her baby. Yes, I know who you are, said the baby bird. You are not a kitten, you are not a hen, you are not a dog, you are not a cow, you are not a boat or a plane or a snort. You are a bird, and you are my mother. The end. Isn't that really funny and so cute? That's definitely a classic story, and I remember reading that one a lot when I was little, too. So we're going to take a quick break, and this next song is really cool because sometimes it's hard to put in words that you love your mom, right? So it's a creative way if you want to put it in a song. Here is I'll Have to Say I Love You with the song by Jim Croce.
Well, I know it's kind of late. I hope I didn't wake you. But what I've got to say can't wait. I know you'd understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song. Yeah, I know it's kind of strange. Every time I'm near you, I just run out of things to say. I know you'd understand. And every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song. Something that I just gotta say. I know you'd understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song.
Welcome back to The Storytellers. I'm Natalie Harris. So we are doing a Mother's Day theme for those of you that are just joining us. Mothers, they do a lot for us, and they do a lot for us because they love us so much. I know my mother has been there for me through some of the toughest times, and she's really great at being calm and giving me great advice for those situations. Here is Because Your Mommy Loves You by Andrew Clement. When you get lost in the camping store and you call out, Mommy! Your mommy could say, it's all right, I'm coming to find you, but she doesn't. She calls your name and you follow the sound of her voice. When you find her, you get a big hug after you promise not to wander off again. When the pack on your back feels like a giant rock, your mommy could say, that looks awfully heavy for you. Here, I'll carry it. But she doesn't. You both sit down a while and share some water and a handful of raisins. Then she helps you strap on your pack again and up the trail you go. When you have to cross the stream and the log looks skinny and wobbly, your mommy could say, don't worry, I'll take you across. But she doesn't. She goes over first to show you how, and then you follow, all by yourself. When you find a blueberry patch and it takes forever to fill one tiny cup, your mommy could say, oh, don't bother, you've done plenty. But she doesn't. She shows you where to find the best bushes and how to use your hat like a bowl, and soon you have enough to make blueberry pancakes. When it's time to set up the tent and your side gets all tangled up, your mommy could say, this is a job for a grown-up. Let me fix it for you. But she doesn't. She shows you the pictures again. Then step by step, the poles and cloth and rope become your tent. When your marshmallow gets too close to the fire and turns into a lump of charcoal, your mommy could say, "What a shame. Here, I'll make you one that's just right." But she doesn't. She helps you find a stick shaped like a Y. She shows you how to put it into the ground beside the fire, and your next marshmallow is toasty-licious. When the fire burns low and you see 5 shooting stars, and it gets so cold you start to shiver, your mommy could say, "Stay right there, I'll get you something cozy." But she doesn't. She hands you a flashlight and reminds you where you left your sweatshirt. You go into the dark tent, and after you find it, you pull it on and hurry back to the fire. And the two of you snuggle extra close. When it's very late and you can barely keep your eyes open, your mommy could say, "You're all tuckered out, let me carry you to bed." But she doesn't. She pulls you up and you help her put out the fire. She follows you to the tent and you crawl in first. While you take your boots off, she fluffs up your pillow and unrolls your sleeping bag. You slide inside and she zips the zipper up to your chin. And then your mommy could say, "See you when the sun comes up," or "Lots more hiking tomorrow," or "Get a good rest now." But she doesn't. She whispers, "I love you." The end. So moms, they love us very much, like I said. But sometimes we have to go away for a little bit, like when we have to go to school or they have to go to work. But just because they're away from us doesn't mean their love isn't still with us. Here is "Oh My Baby Little One" by Kathy Applett. "Oh my baby little one, the hardest thing I do is hold you tight, then let you go and walk away from you. But even when I'm far away, this love I have will stay and wrap itself around you every minute of the day. So blow a kiss and wave goodbye, my baby, don't you cry. This love is always with you like the sun is with the sky. It sits upon your shoulder while you sing a happy song. Clap your hands and tap your toes, this love will sing along. It nestles in your pocket and makes itself so small that when you're busy playing, you won't notice it at all. But still as love is with you, like the leaves are with the trees, like the sand is with the sandbox, like the kite is with the breeze. It slips inside your lunchbox and underneath your cap, and when your teacher reads a storybook, it settles on your lap. And when it's time to take a nap, shh, don't make a peep. This love will curl up close to you and keep watch while you sleep. It snuggles on your pillow and later on your sleeve. Now stretch your fingers, rub your eyes, this love will never leave. It stays beside you always, through everything you do. And you might be surprised to know, this love is with me too. It nestles in my collar while I get my day's work done. I hear it whisper in my ear, my baby little one. It might hide inside my desk drawer or slip inside my shoe, but still it's always with me, it stays the whole day through. It curls around my coffee cup and perches on my chair. It doesn't matter where I go, this love is everywhere. But oh, my baby little one, the sweetest thing I do is sweep you up and hold you tight and come back home to you. The end. That mom's favorite part of the day is obviously coming home to her little one. And some of my favorite days have been spent with driving on cars with my mom, going to Disneyland, going to San Francisco. That was a lot of fun. I have had a lot of the best days with my mom. Here is "The Best Day" by Taylor Swift.
Coat on. I hear your laugh and look of smiling. princesses and pirate ships and the seven dwarfs. And daddy's smart and you're the prettiest lady in the whole wide world. And now I know why all the trees change in the fall.
Welcome back to The Storytellers. I'm Natalie Harris. I just love that song so much. And I also love the next book that we're doing, too. It's I read this book a lot when I was younger, and it's one of my dad's favorite as well. It just has a lot of special meaning in my family, so I'm really excited to share it with all of you today. Here is Love You Forever by Robert Munsch. A mother held her new baby and very slowly rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she held him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The baby grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was 10 years old, and he ran all around the house. He pulled all the books off the shelves, he pulled all the food out of the refrigerator, and he took his mother's watch and flushed it down the toilet. Sometimes his mother would say, this kid is driving me crazy. But at nighttime, when that 2-year-old was quiet, she opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, looked up over the side of his bed, and if he was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. While she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The little boy grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was 9 years old, and he never wanted to come in for dinner. He never wanted to take a bath, and when Grandma visited, he always said bad words. Sometimes his mother wanted to sell him to the zoo. But at nighttime, when he was asleep, the mother quietly opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of the bed. If he was really asleep, she picked up that 9-year-old boy and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The boy grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a teenager. He had strange friends and he wore strange clothes and he listened to strange music. Sometimes the mother felt like she was in a zoo. But at nighttime, when that teenager was asleep, the mother opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of the bed. If he was really asleep, she picked up that great big boy and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. While she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. That teenager grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a grown-up man. He left home and got a house across town. But sometimes on dark nights, the mother got into her car and drove across town. If all the lights in her son's house were out, she opened his bedroom window, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of his bed. If that great big man was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. Well, that mother, she got older and older and older. One day she called up her son and said, You'd better come see me because I'm very old and sick. So her son came to see her. When he came in the door, she tried to sing the song. She sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. But she couldn't finish because she was too old and sick. The son went to his mother. He picked her up and rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And he sang this song, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my mommy you'll be. When the son came home that night, he stood for a long time at the top of the stairs. Then he went into the room where his very new baby daughter was sleeping. He picked her up in his arms and very slowly rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while he rocked her, he sang, I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The end. Very sweet, isn't it? And I love that one, and I'm really glad I got to share that one with you. I had been looking forward to share that story with you for a long time now. And this next story, it also is that sweet and kind of sad thing, and I guess it's more sad for me because it made me realize like how fast I'm growing up, which to me just seems really crazy. I mean, I'm almost graduating my freshman year of high school. It's absolutely insane. Here is Someday by Allison McGee. One day counted your fingers and kissed each one. One day the first snowflakes fell and I held you up and watched them melt on your baby skin. One day we crossed the street and you held my hand tight. Then you were my baby and now you are my child. Sometimes when you sleep I watch you dream that someday you will dive into the cool clean water of a lake. Someday you will walk into a deep wood. Someday your eyes will be filled with a joy so deep that they shine. Someday you will run so fast and so far your heart will feel like fire. Someday you will swing high, so high, higher than you ever dared to swing. Someday you will hear something so sad that you will fold up with sorrow. Someday you will call a song to the wind and the wind will carry your song away. Someday I will stand on this porch and watch your arms waving to me until I no longer see you. Someday you will look at this house and wonder how something that feels so big can look so small. Someday you will feel a small weight against your strong back. Someday I will watch you brushing your child's hair. Someday, a long time from now, your own hair will glow silver in the sun. And when that day comes, love, you will remember me. The end. Like I said, I really like that one. And that was actually a new one I found. I had never read that one when I was little. But I always like finding new books because there's so many good ones out there that I didn't get to experience when I was little. But now I get to share them all with you. So that's really great. And thank you again for listening. The storytellers cannot be made possible without the generous contributions of KZFR members and by Floral Native Nursery and Restoration, where the wild things grow. A California Native Nursery committed to the use of sustainable native plants for landscaping and restoration projects. For information about native plants and drought-tolerant landscape design, visit Floral Native Nursery and Restoration at 2511 Floral Avenue or call 892-2511. Online at floralnativenursery.com. And make sure to stay tuned for LA Sounds, Señor Felipe. And thank you again for listening. I hope you all had a wonderful Mother's Day and that you got to spend a wonderful day with her. I hope that you got to make sure that you know that you care about her and that you love her, because they do a lot for us and sometimes we forget to say thank you or that I love you. But we love each other, they love us, and we love them, right? So this next song is really cute, very sweet. It's actually in one of my mom's favorite Disney movies, Dumbo. It's Baby Mine, and I really like this version of it. It's not the one from the animated film, but it's a really cute song, and I hope you all like it. See you next time. Here is Baby Mine by Allison Cross. Never a tear.
baby of mine. All of those people who scold you, what they'd give just for the right to
stepping around.